How would you evaluate your first start as Met?
I think it went well. I mean, we got the win. That's all I'm here for, really. That's all I care about. Just a W at the end of the day. As far as how Alvy and I went and kind of worked together, I mean, it was unbelievable. It couldn't have been better. Just the preparation on his end, the constant communication between innings with him, it was fun to watch. I loved it. I love throwing to him. First time out, it couldn't have gone better with us.
Is there anything that you did differently facing the same team so closely back to back?
I feel like I mixed in just changeups more against them and just kind of worked in and out a little more than I did last week. I actually enjoyed, Alvy never catching me, a different set of eyes. I kind of told him just, hey, whatever you see, like, trust it and I'll trust you. And I feel like that goes a long way with the catcher and pitcher relationship.
82 pitches. How'd you feel physically?
I felt great. I felt like body feels good. Can't complain about it.
You're a veteran pitcher, but when you're with a new team, first start, important games, any trepidation, what's that like for you?
Yeah, I'm honestly glad I can just kind of take a breath now. Coming in here, it was awesome just seeing some familiar faces, but just how welcoming everyone was, and just being out there with, that mound visit, I believe, was the second or the third, and everyone had something to say, positive. Right there, and it goes a long ways, especially coming in here not really knowing many people, in a playoff race, just trying to put together good innings.
What sort of whirlwind has this week been for you?
It's been crazy. Definitely been crazy, but I'm here to do a job, really. Once those lights come on and the game starts, I'm here to do a job. And I take pride in that, and I try and do that, every fifth day.
When were you able to meet some of these guys?
Today when I walked in.
Yeah. Not even like on the bus or at the hotel last night or anything.
No, really. I got into the hotel probably around 3:30, 4 o'clock last night. Went and got some dinner, came back, and yeah, didn't run into anyone or anything like that. So yeah, today when I first walked in.
And so first meeting with Alvarez, was that your pregame sit down to go over the game plan?
Yeah, we talked before. For probably about 20 minutes, just about what I like to do and kind of if we get in situations, I like to go here or there and whatnot. We talked more in the pregame meeting.
When did you talk to Alvarez?
Probably about 3:30 today. Just at my locker, we just sat down and just chatted, got to know each other.
What's it like to be in the playoff race from where you came to where you are now?
It's a lot of fun. Really, I haven't really ever got a taste of a playoff race. And it's something that I've always looked forward to. It's why you play the game, to be the last team standing.
Going into the deadline, did you think there was a good chance you were going to get moved, or did you not know?
Yeah, I would say I was 50-50 on it, really, especially just coming back from my foot and everything. I didn't really know how it was going to align, but I couldn't be more happy to be here.
Was it weird putting on this uniform?
No, not really. I think it's awesome, just given the situation of this team right now and how well they're playing and playoff race and everything, I'll gladly change green for blue.
Well, thank you for your
patience. I mean, coming in and not having any familiarity with the team other than maybe a couple players, is this a situation where, like, you can't overthink it, you just kind of have to go out there and throw and show them who you are?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of that. It's just kind of remind yourself it's just the same game. Same game, different uniform, different teammates. Obviously, first time out, I want to go out there and show that I, can help and contribute to this team. At the end of the day, it's the same game. You got to stay within yourself and believe in yourself and go out there and execute.
It looked like you threw your fourth seam a lot less today and you barely threw your curveball at all. What was behind that?
I think just how essentially my stuff matched up against them.
Yeah.
I got burnt on my four seam a couple times against them last week. And so we kind of went the sinker changeup route today with more sliders and curveballs. And it was one thing that I kind of told Alvy, was like, hey, if something's working and you think it's really good, like, don't come off of it. Just keep going with it.
What allowed you to be so pitch efficient?
I think that's just kind of how I have to be. I understand that I'm not a guy that has overpowering stuff. I'm a guy that has to attack and kind of make them, put them on the defensive side of things, and, you know, not fall into bad counts. And, you know, that's just kind of the pitcher I've always had to be.
What did you think of that middle infield defense behind you?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch. It is a lot of fun to watch. I'm really excited for tomorrow to just kind of sit down and just watch these guys play.